After public backlash, voters in northern Camden County, Georgia, will now get one day of early voting in their area for the January Senate runoff elections. Some constituents say the single six-hour early voting window still amounts to disenfranchising part of the community. Last month, the Election Registration Board decided against any early voting in District 1, which includes the county seat of Woodbine. Meanwhile, the cities of Kingsland and St. Mary's will get between 5 and 7 days of early voting in the elections that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. A 3-2 vote Friday morning means one day of early voting at the Board of Elections and Registrations offices, but some, like recent County Commission candidate Kevin Walker, say that isn't nearly enough.
When the whole world is watching Georgia, why now eliminate a significant portion of those who live in Camden County and District 1 from full access?
The board says limited staffing and wanting to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are its reasons for limiting early voting in Woodbine. Walker says if they don't vote on that one day, some Camden County residents will have to make a 60-mile round trip to vote early in Kingsland, the next closest location. Sky LeBron, WJCT News, 89.9.